The final speaker, please, Mr. Michael Johnson, who is also speaking against the external independent review, Scone Airport and Aviation Museum project.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. I appreciate the opportunity to come along. You know, I wouldn't normally get myself involved in council matters like this. However, the review or the motion is calling for an external review of this particular project and a comprehensive business plan. The very fact that you have received half the money from the state government in itself tells you that it has gone through every review, every robust review that you require. There has been Infrastructure New South Wales, Treasury New South Wales, the Office of Local Government in various forms with various levels of expertise, with various levels of focus, have put their stamp of approval on this particular project. That's why you got the money. You can keep wasting time and keep wasting and building up certain expectations within the community only to disappoint by keeping dragging things out all the time, or you can just get on with the job. The community expects you to get on with the job. You've got your approvals, you've got your funding, get on with the job and don't put any other funding or any other development at risk as a result of dragging this on unduly. You know, it's a bit like, I don't know, sitting in the doctor's surgery all day long, falling asleep and hours after everyone's gone home, turning around and demanding they all come back to tell you why you were there. You know why you're here. You've got your money. Get on with the job, please.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Johnson? Councillor Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Do you know, you spoke about the risk of losing the government grant. I don't expect you to know this off the top of your head, but you might. How long have we got to spend that money? There's a finite period.
There isn't a finite period. You've got your approval, you've got your planning approvals, and you've got your funding approvals. And you were part of a very competitive process. This is not something that was just given to council without any form of critical assessment. It was part of a competitive process right throughout the state. This particular project competed well compared to hundreds and hundreds of other projects throughout the state. It has been done to death in terms of its assessment and viability. Now, are you putting it at risk by delaying it? You know, not in a technical sense, but in reality, do you want to keep putting these things back? Because there are plenty of other competitive projects out there that the state government could put its money into.
Are there any further questions? No, you are not. No, councillors only, sorry. Are there any further questions, councillors? Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.